Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I myself am not a big Zeppelin fan. I like them a lot, sort of, but not my first choice. But that's for Joel.
Thank you.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you listen to the Small Business Advocate Show, little Zeppelin bringing us back there. Joel Abava is our guest, and that was specifically for our good buddy Joel. Joel, who loves you?
Oh, you love me, baby.
And
thank
Kevin,
you so
don't forget, Kevin loves you too. So.
Thank Kevin for finding that for me. Thank you.
There you go. Well, welcome back, folks. We're talking about franchises. Believe it or not, this is not a. It's not all. We're not always about rock and roll,
but
sometimes we are. And Joel Abava is our good friend. Website again, Joel.
www.thefranchiseking.com.
And the book is called Become a Franchise Owner. We're talking about not letting the price of the franchise fee get you turned sideways. There's so many more things to consider. There's so many, you know, I remember years and years ago I needed to move some dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to one guy, and he had a certain size bulldozer, and he was going to charge me $50 an hour.
Okay.
And I didn't know whether that was too much or not. And I talked to another guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bigger bulldozer,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted $100 an hour.
Mm.
Well, I didn't know much about bulldozers in those days, and I said, well, how do you justify being twice as much as him? He said, my tractor moves three times as much dirt.
Ooh.
So my point is his bulldozer. His fee at $100, it doubled the other guy, was worth more, was a better deal than the other guy was, because he could move three times for only twice as much money.
That's right.
And so when you're thinking about a franchise, folks, think about the whole, you know, that when you look at the fee, think about all this. How long have they been around? Has one been around longer than the other? Joel, I'm. What do you think? I mean, those are the things. Is you know, what's the marketing budget of the company that's charging you more? What do you think, Joel?
That's right. Oh, you're absolutely right, Jim. As usual. That's right. How much marketing support are you getting? How much advertising are they throwing in the mix? You know, how powerful and well known is their brand? You know, you were mm-hmm. talking about the age of the franchise concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's very well known, the franchise fee is probably more. But I have to tell you, I've talked to franchisors, young franchisors that are just starting, who are really coming up with high franchise fees, and I do question them on it. And sometimes, believe it or not, it's the franchise development team, the franchise consultant that came up with the idea for the fee, and the franchisor was just like, that's fine. So sometimes I found the fee is a little bit high to begin with, but once again, what are you getting?
Well, I'll tell you something else. You can't minimize the exclusivity part. If I could see where some franchisors would raise the fee up enough, because they only want people who have the financial ability to not quibble over that. Now, if they can be that exclusive, if they can be that specific, then good for them if they can pull that off.
Right.
If they lowered the fee, they would probably have to go through more prospects that aren't qualified.
That's right. That's right.
And so sometimes it's a firewall, right?
It is a firewall, and an added firewall that I've seen franchisors do, and wisely, is to make sure that there's a minimum net worth requirement and a minimum liquid capital requirement.
Right.
Because that also is a really good screening tool in addition mm-hmm. to a franchise fee that might be higher than the competitors.
Do franchisors, how quickly do they get to that before they actually talk to you very long? How long does it take most franchisors to get to your financial situation? I mean, how long do they talk to you before they get to that point?
Usually they'll have one conversation with you, but it depends on the application process. Sometimes the application on the website, on the franchisor's website, will be pretty detailed with financial information.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a general financial question. But franchisors won't take you seriously in general until you've proven to them that you do have the financial capability and that you are qualified. So you're disqualifying or qualifying yourself real early on. If I was a franchisor, I wouldn't spend time with people that didn't qualify. For what?
Well, yeah, so that means you're probably going to – it probably means then that you're going to have to show you them yours before they'll show you theirs.
That's right. I mean, there are most franchisors today that have really good websites are very transparent and do show a lot of stuff, a lot of details. But to really get into what's behind the scenes, you have to prove yourself. You're absolutely right, Jim.
When you earlier you said one of the best ways to find out if a higher fee is worth the price is to talk to an existing franchisee. Should you call them? Should you go see them in person? What should you do?
Well, I like calling first, and if there happens to be a franchisee that is fairly close to you geographically,
yeah,
and you can get to know he or she, then go visit. Spend a half a day or spend a whole day in their store or in their office, and ask them questions.
Well, you definitely ought to do that anyway, right? I mean, you should be wandering around or getting face to face with somebody. Hire the services of something. Find out what they're doing, folks. Just some things to think about. There's a lot to think about. You can find out more about this at thefranchiseking.com. Right, Joel?
That's right.
And the book is called Become a Franchise Owner. It's all about starting up as a franchisee by Joel Abava, the Franchise King. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Joel Abava. He'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.